Keith, firstly, your review of a season that promised a lot and didn't deliver in the end.
I think it was an almost but not quite. I think there were a number of games that we drew that could have been wins so easily. We all know the number of games we had goals scored against us in the last few minutes that made a difference. And I think you start to look at those things and it became almost but no cigar.
What are you going to do now to make sure that's okay for next season?
I think we've seen that it's all about getting repetition of performance and consistency and having that aggression within the team and everybody knowing their role more clearly. I think there's so much change last season with two managers as well. A lot of players coming in and out, but I think we can get that with a good pre-season and start to get some stability for next year.
There's a lot of talk recently about Steve will have to sell before he can buy, and even Dr. Gier tweeted on the 14th of May that if the ins outweigh the outs, then you're in trouble with the Financial Fair Play Act anyway.
Yeah, I think the Financial Fair Play is a key consideration because we've seen clubs in the past fall foul of that and it can lead to transfer embargoes and all sorts of sanctions. The reality for Villa, though, is quite clear. We sat down with Steve and the priority was to work with him and see who his targets were. We understand who they are and we believe we can easily accommodate those targets within the framework of the players we do intend to sell and that money coming in, and we'll maintain Financial Fair Play quite easily. It just takes planning.
Does one have to happen without the other? Can you bring the four in without anybody going out, or are you confident those will go out anyway?
I'm pretty confident that things will be moving anyway, and some discussions are already quite far advanced.
Are the ones coming in, will they be exciting to the fans?
I think they will be. I think what we're talking about are quality players that are a mixture of both exciting youth and what Steve would call real men. And I think that's part of the makeup of the team that we're looking forward to next year.
Steve knows about getting out the division. Presumably, he's told you these four would, or three or four, whatever it is, would complete the jigsaw.
Yeah, that's what I think he sees as being key parts of the squad. And I think also having that stability of a pre-season working together properly, getting everybody drilled into a consistent sort of style of play will also be a big factor.
Most people in the game would look at the Financial Fair Play Act and realise that for clubs like Aston Villa and other clubs in the Premier League, it's not very fair at all.
Financial Fair Play, I mean, I've got real problems with it. It really consolidates the status quo to a great degree. If you all we'll all remember when Chelsea came in, Man City have come in and spent big. It stopped anybody else from trying to do what they're doing or have done. And so it just protects the status quo to a great degree. Also, we've got to remember, though, that it isn't just clubs that have spent money that have gone up from the Championship. Clubs like Burnley and Hull and Brighton this year as well have done it through having great teams. And that's what we've got to focus on as well. It isn't just money that gets you up.
So in the Financial Fair Play, the really big teams don't suffer as much. Well, don't suffer. They don't have the same problems that you have in managing your money, managing your finances. Is that almost making it, Leicester aside, of course, impossible for teams to sort of get into that?
I think it becomes harder, but given the size of Villa, we're lucky that we are got a big turnover anyway. So the rules are all applied depending on percentages and different ratios. But I think Villa's in a good place and we're fine. We're planning for it. We knew it was there and so we'll be okay.
Next season, one would expect, and certainly the fans' expectations are be in the mix for promotion without any shadow of a doubt.
There's no doubt. That's my own absolute belief as well. I know Steve and I, we discussed it at length and that's what we want to achieve. And there's no doubt about it. Very clear.
Is that, you sit with Steve, do you have targets for Steve? I mean, because presumably there was a lot of talk as well when they had the bad run and everything about Steve at Aston Villa. Presumably you and him still have that important relationship, perhaps the most important relationship at the club.
Well, I think probably with the owner is probably the most important relationship for both of us. But we don't set targets in terms of, going by three matches or six matches or different parts of the season. We understand overall that next year we've got to try and get the club up and Aston Villa needs to be in the Premiership.
And you're geared for that?
I believe we will be. I think going into the season we're going to be in a very different place than we were last season. If those that can remember, we only bought the club in June the 15th last year. And so there's a lot of last minute movements. I wouldn't say panic buying, but certainly it all happened very quickly. And so there's a lot of turmoil right before the season started. This year, we're going to be planning properly and have some proper stability at the top and throughout the club.
So a lot more thought into it this year, ready for what could be probably the most or certainly I think the toughest championship ever.
I think the thought and the planning that I've seen, the detail that we're going through is incredible. I don't think any team could have seen this level of planning before. We really understand what it's going to take. I think we've gone through the squad and squad balancing, which is an important phrase now, squad balancing. I think we're going to get it right. And of course, you can never count for injuries. All sorts of things can happen. We just don't know what's going to happen. That's why we can never say definites in this game. But we know what we want to try and do. It's very clear.
The people going out, Steve mentioned, I think, around 11 players that need to be moved on for whatever reasons, but mostly because he doesn't think they'll contribute to getting Villa into the Premier League. How do you shift those? How difficult has that been? And do you stand the risk of losing a lot of money on your investment in those players?
No, I think a lot of those players we're talking about are already on loan and have performed quite well in some of the clubs that they're already at, so it becomes easier to find homes for them. Some of the other players... It all depends, and every situation is completely different, and also the buying clubs often have their own individual situations. So there's no one rule across the whole thing, Tom. It's each deal is unique. I think I must have done many hundreds of transfers in my career, and every single one is different.
How excited are you and Dr. Gere about next season?
Oh, we're very excited. We're ready to go because we know that the improvements are starting to get put in place now. We think we can genuinely go into it with expectation. And so, yes, we are very excited about next season.
Just finally, when you talk about recruitment, things are being in place, you're talking about all sorts of things, not just on the pitch, but recruitment and all the everything backroom.
Everything backroom, from the sports science to the recruitment to the whole scouting structure. Everything has been completely redone. Steve Round has done a great job at Bodymore in getting all of that thought together. And we're now... really back to being a proper high-performing football club.